Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mahomes out to his right. Back across for the touchdown to Hunt.
All righty, right back to your calls. Joe Buck on the call. EBC, ESPN on the Kareem Hunt touchdown. There was a lot of Kareem Hunt last night. I mean, two touchdowns. If you would have told me that one Chief would have scored two touchdowns, I would not have picked Kareem Hunt. I would have picked about seven other guys before that, yet that's what happened. Listen, the Commanders, like, they gave an inspired effort. I think we can all agree with that. But there is something missing. And it's not just healthy bodies. If you want to just fire coaches because they don't program the fuse box correctly, fine. You have a right to do that. It doesn't make much sense to me. But this show has always been different than every other show. I am not going to sit here and just blame the lowest hanging fruit. The easiest thing to take the bat and swing it at. We're going to try and figure it out together. Joe Witt is definitely part of the problem. So is Cliff Kingsbury. So is Dan Quinn. So is Adam Peters. But I've always been player first. Credit, blame. Player first. They're the ones that play. They're the ones that execute or don't execute. And the Commanders executed a bunch last night. But then they failed to execute a bunch. And ultimately, in the scales of justice, if you will, they executed badly or didn't execute more than they executed. And that's why they lost. And then you throw every other reason onto it. All right, let's get back to the phones and get you aboard. I'll try and shut up and just try and go as quickly as you can. And we can get in as many calls as we can. Let's get to our guy, AA, MCO, Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Athan? How are you?
Well, I just want to know if anybody's done a wellness check on Willie.
Not yet. He comes up in 2 hours, assuming that he's still alive.
Okay. Well, I'm just double checking. I need a wellness check after that parlay beating I took at the end of the game last night, Chris.
I felt bad for you.
Oh, like being spit on. But anyways, listen, there was a body bag game back in 1990 against the Eagles for a Monday night football game with the Redskins. And, you know, this is turning into the body bag season with all these injuries. But, you know, where was this effort, you know, the last, you know, 5.5 out of 7 games? I mean, with the defense, like, why did it take half the season to put that kind of effort out there? It just really blows my mind. Nikki Javala called it before the season started. She said like 8-9. It's looking more like 6-11 or 7-10. Chris, to your point, they don't have enough firepower. They just don't. I mean, The things that went their way last year are not going their way this year. And it was a good effort. There was actually a Ben Sinnott sighting, which was encouraging to see. But you got, you know, Zach Ertz is dropping passes still. People criticize Bobby Wagner. The guy's just old. You know, he's at the end of his career. Leave him alone. And then the rest, I mean, you just pick your poison. They're just not good enough. And unfortunately, it's going to get worse as the season goes on. They just need to regroup and hopefully use that draft pick, because they don't have a second rounder to get a good one, because they need to add a lot of pieces in the offseason. It's not a whole lot of algorithm and formula to it. They just don't have enough, and they stink with what they have.
Yeah, they need a lot, there's no doubt, but they need a cyborg, a difference maker, a relentless animal on defense to have a chance. A good chance. And then you still need more, because just because you have one of those guys, look at T.J. Watt and the Steelers. They're struggling big time on defense. Max Crosby and the Raiders.
T.J. Watt and the Steelers are just like us. They're old. Okay, they're better than us, but they're old. They just got to get younger and more athletic. And, I mean, look at the right tackle. He just keeps getting abused. They need to give that guy help. So, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to be a lot of pain the rest of the way. Wait till Paulie calls in. Paulie was going off on Sheehan's show. Man, he was throwing haymakers left and right. He's had it.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Shout
okay.
out to my guy.
I look forward
shout
to it.
To my guy, Paulie.
All right. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Dre next up on line two. What up, Dre? Thanks for hanging in. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Dre?
Trivial one. I appreciate it.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing?
All right. You?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
I'm
for
good.
Making it.
Indeed. First, I just want to say, Kevin Love hanging up on me when I get too controversial. So I come to you because I love the objectivity sometimes. No
okay.
shot at him, though. But,
all right.
I just want to say I think Cliff Kingsbury has a lot of fool's gold with him. He keeps trying to execute this game plan that we don't have the talent for. I think he's brilliant in his play designs, but he needs to establish a rhythm, a good rhythm section. Like, he's creative like a Glee guitarist, but he needs that steady drum. Like, he needs to establish the run and run continuously or effectively, more effectively, and just, you know, just see the game better. You know, you got guys like Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton, Josh McDaniels, Andy Reid. Those are the best play callers in the league. And most of the time, it's just all about rhythm. And they learn to adjust on the fly. When whatever you're doing is not working, you can't keep trying to beat that drum. You got to be able to adapt to the environment. And, you know, we just got to get more eye formation going. Stop this lateral ball movement sometimes. It's becoming too predictable. And I was trying to say that earlier. Even with the Debo looking up the field too fast, that defender was coming down on that play because we do that all the time. Ben Sinnott should have had more action. You can see the kid can run. He's not going to learn unless he play. And then Jeremy McNichols, man, other than the offensive line as a unit, I think Jeremy McNichols might be, and of course Debo contributing, I think Jeremy McNichols is our best weapon that we don't utilize enough of. And we saw him in a fair deal yesterday, but I think we need to use him more as well.
I'm with you on all of that. Here's some numbers. You ready? This is where my mind is at. You tell me if I'm crazy. In the last three games, three losses, and they were the number one running team coming into that Bears Monday night game. Just the running backs alone. Okay, just the running backs alone. I'm not talking about Mariota and Jaden Daniels as quarterback runs, scrambles, all design runs, all that. Just the running backs alone. 11 for 31 against Kansas City in a 7-7 game at the half, so score was not a problem until late in the third quarter. Okay, 18 rushes for 67 yards at Dallas, 19 for 66 against the Bears, a team that came in with the worst run defense in the National Football League. So the last three games during this three-game run streak, sort of kind of to your point, the natural running backs have been virtually invisible. I mean, listen, if we're going to blame the defense for everything that goes wrong, it's only fair to point the finger at some other things that have gone wrong. And if this is Cliff abandoning it, or what, or Cliff not having confidence for whatever reason, I don't know why, in the offensive line, in the running backs, they're not doing their assignments, most notably Bill, I don't know, because they won't tell us. Something is wrong here. Something is wrong.
Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, even Kyle Shanahan, they got slowed down yesterday because the Texans are good on defense. The missing parts were needed in that game. I think talent trumped talent a little bit in that game. But they still found a way. He drafts and gets players who can create depth. So when you lose a man, they can come in and you don't have to change your game plan. Or if you adjust your game plan, you can use that person as, you know, some type of back pocket, secret weapon you want to use, or just bring him out in the third, fourth quarter to change the pace of the game. Rodriguez, I don't know if he's hurt or not, but we can pound the ball with him.
He was hurt, so that may be a factor. He was hurt. I don't think he was on the injury report last week, but I'd have to go back and double check.
Mariota took a lot of shots yesterday, being the runner. I was very worried early in the game. I know he's effective, and he's better with the vision and all that, but I just feel like establish the run a different way. We're just too predictable. It's just going to open up everything.
Yeah.
Your receivers get the separation you need. Play action starts working. Daniel Jones, this kid is playing lights out, and it's because there's a threat, you know. We never thought he can complete 70% passing in a game, and he's done it consistently this year.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the things. I could go on forever.
I got you, Dre. No, it's a great call. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. I'll let you run on that. Let's get to Tony next up on line five here. Tony, thanks for hanging in there. How are you on the Team 980?
Hey, Chris, this is very Tony. Let me talk
to you. Oh, what's up, Tony? How are you, bud?
Let me talk to you. Yeah.
Hey, you know who I found is a big wrestling fan? Did I see this right, Cowboy B? Over the weekend, I was spying on you on your little Twitter feed. Are you a big wrestling guy? Or is somebody associated with your Twitter feed a big wrestling guy? Because I saw some wrestling coverage on there. Is that right? Did I see that right?
My co-host, he's more of a bigger wrestling guy.
Okay.
Than me, but we both.
Okay.
Yeah, we both.
So you're not going to take responsibility for that. That's your co-host.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. I don't know. He was just tweeting about a bunch of wrestling stuff, and Aries, Tony, and me are big wrestling guys, so I was just curious. Yeah. I just brought it up. It just reminded me of it. All right. Okay. Thank you. Tony, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Kudos to Lattimore because he did play a hell of a job. I wish he recovered that fumble and everything that might have made a little difference in the first half, but kudos to him. Here's a couple of things I noticed, too. That lateral to Debo, we keep doing that sweep. It seems like every team in the NFL knows that's coming, and they always put, like, more men on the box on that. So I wish they stopped that. Or if they're going to do that, at least fake to him and throw it to a tight end or a receiver on the other side. I'm sure they would gain more yards of that because everybody knows when they see that coming, they think Debo is going to, run on the side. So I wish they would Kingsbury would think about doing that, fake him out one time or another. And
you're talking about the little pitch shovel reverse thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that in my notes. That drive drove me absolutely insane because they got, I think it was eight and a half on Mariota on a quarterback keeper on first down. They tried that. That went for like 1 yard, and then they tried a quick incompletion on a quick throw to McCaffrey that almost got picked, and then they went for it on fourth down, and it was bad as well. I think that was the fourth and one where Mariota just lofted it way up in the air and had a miscommunication. I'm trying to find it in my notes, but I think right. That was the same possession. Yes, that drove me crazy.
And with Bill, you know what? I don't know for the life of me why they keep trying to run him in between tackles. Won't they bounce him on the outside? Because as you can remember, he has two touchdowns bouncing on the outside. I mean, he can be just good. I mean, you know, effective like Barkley and maybe Gibbs to a certain degree. I don't know why in the world they try to have him going in between the tackles.
Well, I mean, it's something, we've talked about a couple of times, right? I mean, not only what you mentioned against the Chargers, but think back to the preseason against the Bengals on that Monday night. Right, he had a wide right touchdown run. He's got the speed to get to the edge. Why doesn't this team, I see it all the time in the NFL and college football, toss pitch, get them going downhill. I mentioned it yesterday, toss pitch. Now, there is some room for error there. So if that's your thing, I do understand that with a guy who's had some ball security issues and different quarterbacks, right? I understand that a little bit, but for God's sakes, try and get him on the perimeter, to your point.
Yeah. Well, for the life of me, I don't know why we keep doing the same old same. But, you know, I'm just hoping that next week I'm going into remember, we were in a throwback Sunday night, too. So hopefully that inspires some things to happen for us to somehow, some way get a victory. But I don't know, Chris. We almost in cold red now. So
they're gonna need a lot of inspiration. I tell you that, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Be safe. All right. Good to hear from you, Aries Tony. Let's get one more here. Let's get to John next up. Team 980. John, how are you?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, Johnny in Oklahoma.
John,
okay.
Oklahoma.
How are you?
Hey. Okay. Thanks for having my call, Chris.
Yep. You got it.
Hey, listen, man. You know, last year we were just kind of through on the, you know, skin of our teeth with a fourth place schedule. We expected a lot this year. This team had no depth. When they took this team over, we knew the shelves were empty. And they're going to have to put these younger guys in there and see if they can play, dump some of these players, get what they can, draft choices. And one thing we can be glad of this year is that we didn't try to trade what little draft choices we had left or pay a player a bunch of money for a big splash, because that was been one of the that's one of the smartest things we did not do. I'm glad we didn't. A lot of people were hollering, let's do it, because we weren't paying our quarterback anything this year and all this.
Well, I mean, they did draft some. I mean, they did trade some compensation, some draft compensation for Tunsil, right, and still feeling the effects of the Lattimore deal.
I know, but not just a big splash with all the money we still had left. And, you know what I'm saying? And what little draft choices we had left. Everybody was talking about another big splash, Deion Sanders or something like that, you know. Tunsil was big, but not like, you know, there were people talking. And we're just going to, you know, start over, man. This season, I mean, I've seen it too many times. When the season come out, like you said, 9-7 or 9-8, whatever, I said the same thing, maybe 10-7. And now people are, you know, putting a spy on their quarterback. They said when it comes time, people will stop that. And they have. They stopped their quarterback. That got to steal a lot of games last year. Not him alone, but, you know, it sure helped to have a quarterback that could, you know, finally get some stuff done. But this season, you know, guys, I'll tell you, I've watched them for a long time, and I've seen it coming. I've seen their schedule, and I was like, wow. So just see what we can get in draft choices, all we can. And then if we get some players on defense that he can really do something, we'll find out just how good a coach he is. But I don't want to get rid of any coaches right now, because, like I say, the players go out there and play, they execute. And if you think about it, the first four games last year, we didn't make any penalties, man. We looked like a pro team. And another thing that kills this team, and it goes back to about 83, if you look it back, and I can remember, we cannot play primetime football. When we lost this game years ago to Green Bay 47-48 on the shootout, Halloween, this team, organization, whatever you want to call it, Redskins, what I call it, they cannot play primetime football. The only game they played primetime, the only good game they played primetime football that I can recall in the last 30-something years is about 5 years ago against the Raiders, when they came out and looked like a real professional football team on primetime. I seen those games and I said, loss, 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 no faith in them. Because I've seen it so many times, no matter who's out there, who's coaching. And thanks for having my call.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you. They have no doubt struggled on primetime. Thursday night, I mean, they did win and clinch a playoff spot on Sunday Night Football last year in December. They did win two road playoff games in primetime. But by and large, as they've struggled as an organization for the better part of 30 years, they've struggled on primetime. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming straight up. No tomahawk chops here. No tomahawk talk on the Team 980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, before we get right back to the calls, I want to spend a little shout-out to our guy J.P. Finley, B-Mitch, and their guy Amit for bringing in a little Popeye's fried chicken and letting us have the remnants.
Tastes so good.
I mean, J.P., to be fair, invited me when it was fresh and hot. So did Amit. But I said, no. I said, I don't want to take your food. You know, like, the fat guy is not supposed to take the food first. You know, you wait for everybody else to be done. So I offered JP a Diet Pepsi because I knew he was hauling ass today. They got back from Kansas City, and it was an early morning flight and so on and so forth, and he drinks diet soda. So, you know, he's always nice enough to offer me what they get for lunch. You know, I figured I could do but you and I got a piece.
We did.
Right? It's a little spicy.
It is spicy.
So, like, doing a radio show and eating spicy chicken, probably not the best recipe, but... I got water? Me some oh, got me some Diet Pepsi Diet here. Pepsi.
Okay.
Yeah, to clean up shop.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, thank you to those guys. Appreciate them. And thank you for being you. 301-230-0980. I just put this up on Twitter at WrestleMania621 last night, the third time in the last five games that the Commanders defense has been on the field for 34 minutes or more. Atlanta week 4. Chargers week 5, back-to-back road games. 34-15 at Atlanta, 34-19 at the Chargers. 34-03 last night against the Chiefs. So all three games on the road, two in back-to-back weeks, one win, two losses. You do whatever with that you want. As you know, I keep saying an undermanned, under-invested compared to the offense, talent, unit, to ask them, and again, some of this is on them, to ask them to play 34-plus minutes a game is an absolute losing formula. They will wear out. We saw it last night. I wish somebody else had seen this, thought about this, but nobody else does because, you know, they're all into DVOA, which doesn't tell you anything. Let's get back to you on the phones. And talk to Pete next up. What up, Pete? How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Good to hear from you.
Appreciate your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
yesterday's game, last night's game, was a frustrating game to watch. Kudos to the defense, especially in the first half. My thing is, the offense, you need to take advantage of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The defense gave them 2 turnovers.
Yep.
At least come away with some field goals, and they're up 13-7 at halftime.
Yep.
Possibly up 21-7.
Yeah.
And you just can't blow opportunities like that.
They may have gotten screwed on the spot, on the physical spot on the fourth and six, on the completion of Zach Ertz. Again, only the NFL can do this. Have digital technology available to measure electronically the spot of the football, but have a human being 30 yards away race in and spot it where it should be spotted. Again, think about that. Now, that being said, don't put yourself in fourth and six. Don't put yourself in that spot. Don't, on fourth and one, throw a rainbow bomb where you have a miscommunication and nobody within 20 yards of catching a pass.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point. What are you doing throwing on fourth and one?
I don't know. Well, you could throw on fourth and one, but what are you doing throwing that?
Yes. I was just like, what are they doing? The blame goes all the way around last night. Coaches, the team, second half, a total meltdown. But even the second half total meltdown, the final score could have possibly been 28-21 or 28-13.
Yeah.
The defense, I believe the offense let them down last night. The defense did what they had to do, and I agree with you. You can't have the defense out there 34-plus minutes every game. Not against the kind of schedule they got. They're going to get beat up.
Yeah.
They're going to get worn down.
I mean, it's so simple to say, what do you expect against Patrick Mahomes? And not every week are you facing Patrick Mahomes. But you know what you're facing, Pete? You're facing Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott back-to-back weeks, Sam Darnold and Jared Goff coming up. And before that, I mean, okay, Caleb Williams, all right, maybe got a little bit of a break there, but he's still a number one overall pick, for God's sakes, you know?
Yeah, and Caleb Williams beat him.
What
do you got to say about that? Appreciate your show. I appreciate everything you say. And,
thank you, Pete.
For taking my
call. I appreciate you. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Let's do one more here. Is this Paulie? It is Paulie. Okay. Wes spelled your name Polly.
Oh, that's on me.
So you're Polly. You're Polly O'Crackers.
He'll learn, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all good. I ain't even mad at him, man. You know, but, it's nice when I sit back here and I listen to these shows and I hear everybody validate everything I've been saying for a year and a half about this coaching staff. You know, it is a bunch of BS, and I'm not attacking you, Russell, because you're not the only person who says this. But when I hear people say, well, there's nobody they can play behind Bobby Wagner. What the draft these guys for then, man? Teams around the league is doing it, playing young players. That's what you draft these players for, to replace these old guys. All right? Don't tell me a man can't call a play. Call a damn play. That's simplified, man. Somebody got the mic in your headphones and all that, man. All right, Cliff Kingsbury, he's soft. His offense is soft. That's why he calls for a pass on 4th and 1. And you're right. I'm not mad about a pass on 4th and 1. But what the hell was that? I mean, how about you get under the center and do a play action or something? Or even if you're going to be in a shotgun, how about fake the run and a quick pass? I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to what Cliff Kingsbury does. And everybody would say he's a great play designer. Yeah, but if you design one great play and then you call 3 garbage plays in a row, what are we doing? What are we doing, man? Same thing with the defense. So as well as they played in the first half, and this is what I was trying to tell Sheehan when I said no, they went back to no adjustments. The second half, they went back to the regular, okay, let's just sit out here and play this vanilla defense and let Patrick Mahomes pick us apart. There's a reason why he turned into Patrick Mahomes, because you let him be Patrick Mahomes. You have to attack that guy every play. I said this before. I heard you say it last night, too. I ain't saying you repeat what I'm saying. I'm saying great minds think alike. I'd rather die by the gun than jump of a thousand cuts.
Yep. Yep.
And this is what we do.
And that's what they did in the first. And that's what they did in the first half. And to your point, what they didn't do enough of, or really much of, in the second half.
We went through this same thing last year with this losing streak, and it was the same type of play, same type of things going on. The only difference was we was playing a little less of talent, and we had a quarterback who wasn't injured. Well, he was coming off. You know, he became healthy again, and he was playing, and he saved us. And I said that last year. We are winning, and we're playing well on offense despite Kingsbury. He's soft. There's no rhyme or reason to what he's doing. Joe Witt has no clue. He gets out-coached by every offensive coordinator every week. And don't sit here and tell me about we don't have the players. Play the players you have. Play to your strengths. If you got three, if you got two, three young linebackers and they fast, well, play to that strength. I know one thing is not going to change is Bobby Wagner. He ain't going to get no faster. His career is over with. Same thing with Zach Ertz. Right? You drafted Sidney in the second round for a reason. Play him. Same thing with Luke McCaffrey. Shout out Luke McCaffrey, man. He might be the MVP of this team. I mean, they went out their way to make an effort to say, we are not kicking the ball to McCaffrey no more. And I know every time he gets on offense, he makes a play. Play these players, man. That's how you build a team. That's how you be successful. It's happening all around the league. Look at the Broncos. It's happening all around the league. I watched them play the other day. I didn't know half their players, but they was making plays. Hell to the W, man.
All right, Paulie. Thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, they need to play more. There's no doubt. Jordan McGee did not play great out very well last night. I'm trying to find the snap count. But as usual, I'm having problems with my PFF application here, so I'm going to have to wait on that. I think he played, I want to say like 50, but I could be wrong on that.
You know, it's crazy because you look at the time of possessions in the second half. The Chiefs' last possession was 4 minutes and 30 seconds. They're just running the ball that
right.
far. They're 28-7. The Commanders didn't have a possession over 4 minutes in the second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, again, that's how you get 34 minutes plus time of possession.
Exactly.
And again, some of that is on the defense not being able to get off the field.
Yep.
Some of that is the offense not being able to sustain any offense and do the kind of things that the Chiefs or great offenses can do.
They just ran out of gas.
You know, and that's part of the problem. I mean, it's not one thing. It's how, you know, it's a bunch of things. I'm trying to get the Jordan McGee snap number. I'm going to have to wait until we come back from the break. So why don't we hit the trending alert right here, right now, and then we'll have that for you on the other side. And more of your calls. We'll hear from Dan Quinn starting around 3:15 as he meets the media from Ashburn via teleconference in advance of Sunday Night Football on this terrible Tuesday in the DMV on the Team 980. All right, the Commanders players with the day off, they are 3-5. Again, they host the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football in Landover. We don't know status of injuries just yet. Terry McLaurin said he thought he would be okay after missing a good part of the second half by apparently re-injuring the quad. Thought he would be okay. So might Javon Kinlaw said he just got it banged up, his bicep or his arm. So that's positive. We don't know about Laremy Tunsil, who didn't play at all in the second half and missed a large stretch in the first half with a hamstring injury. The veteran left tackle might not be available to go. The good news is Brandon Coleman played reasonably well for him as his backup on Monday night. A 28-7 runaway loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, the Commanders will host the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. They'll have a late afternoon practice on Wednesday. Elsewhere, Tyler Shuck going to start for the New Orleans Saints. He replaced Spencer Rattler in the Saints drubbing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. Not a surprise. He's going to start against the Rams. Game 4 of the World Series comes up tonight. And boy, both bullpens have to be absolutely empty in the tank after last night's 18-inning affair that ended with a Freddie Freeman walk-off Game 3 home run. Dodgers lead the series 2-1. Meanwhile, the Caps back in action tonight, 8:30. You can see it, ESPN. Bob Wischusen on the call. He was our guest yesterday. If you missed it, he was great. You can check it out in the podcast section, Odyssey app, and everything else in between. Against the Dallas Stars, again, 8:30, local call on 106.7 The Fan on the radio with John Walton. Wizards back in action tonight against the Sixers, who played last night, 6:45, right here on the Team 980 and 99.1 FM, and that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So I've discovered this about you, Wes. And Wes Clark working with us on the other side of the glass, Cowboy B, as well. Because you went to Virginia Tech, you're going to play this kick-ass song pretty much every day.
Yes.
But also, we should point out, the Commanders now play this song every game. The Capitals, I don't know if they do during the regular season, but during the postseason last year, they played this song every game. Metallica, Enter Sandman.
And you don't have a problem with it?
No, of course not. It's just something that I think about in my feeble brain when I'm trying to figure out how to make my way out of the shoebox of analytics. You know, when I'm trying to search for daylight. Oh, no, wait a second. That's others. I'm actually outside of the shoebox of analytics. I'll use some analytics. I just won't use them as my soul being. Whereas others, including my friends, just, you know, sit there like a lottery ticket, just printing out one after another, after another, after another, after another. Anyway.
Have you seen, well, I got to ask, have you seen the rest of the schedule for Virginia Tech?
No.
It's not good.
I know they're home this weekend.
Yes, against number 16, Louisville. Then they have to play Florida State in Tallahassee. I know Florida State's 3-4,
right.
But,
right,
you know.
And I mean, they did beat Alabama down in Tallahassee.
They did. And then Miami, number 10, and then UVA, 15.
Is that Miami game a primetime game?
Not sure yet. I'll be at that one. But
is that when is that?
It is the 22nd.
Of November?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right before Thanksgiving, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I might have to make my way down there for that.
Hey, come to the Manor.
There you go.
I'll be there.
There you go. I might be in Ohio that weekend. I'm not sure. We'll have to see. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I got a tweet from Steve, who just says, the whole team sucks ass. Okay.
That made Brian laugh.
Okay. I mean, he's not wrong. Navy Mo, who always listens, except for a Cowboy B segment, because he hates Cowboy B. He also doesn't like when I don't blame the coaches enough. He says, your soliloquy regarding blaming coaches is partially correct. Coaches should be blamed at times because it's their responsibility to make their players and their team successful by putting both in the right position and calling the right plays. And I said, yeah, I have no problem with giving them some of the blame. It's when they get 90% of the blame, 95% of the blame, 100% of the blame. And when people go, well, don't they know Bobby Wagner sucks and Pat? Of course they know that. If they felt somebody was better and more ready, you know? Just because you can run fast doesn't mean you know the whole defense. It really doesn't. That's why. All right, let's get to the Mark and Largo show on the Team 980. What's up, Mark and Largo?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How are you
Hello,
doing?
Mark. What's going on?
You know, everybody's up in arms about Cliff. Everybody's up in arms about Joe Witt. And really, this is why I was upset about Adam Peters. When you look but I don't want to see Adam Peters get fired. I think Adam Peters was trying to do the best he could with what he had to do. Let's first talk about the offense, because the offense is the story of the day. The weaponry that Cliff has this year is nowhere near as good as it was last year. That's what no one's not talking about, okay? They missed Zacchaeus. They missed De'Ami Brown. And, you know, as much as people don't want to say it, that's really been the problem. Plus, Terry was more healthier then. And here's the thing, and let's just get this out here. I don't know what everybody else has been seeing, but in the last two out of three games, Deebo Samuels looked like he's our age, Chris.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't look that good last night either. He looked worse in the Bears game, but he didn't look all that good last night either. You know, and I don't know what people are watching. Terry was the only one that showed up. And this is what Cliff was upset about. And that's when you look at the talent that you have, you don't have that talent. Now, on the defense side of the ball, okay, Dante Fowler, not having him, does that hurt? You could probably say so. Not having Jeremy Chinn, does that hurt? Yeah, you probably could say so. I think what more or less hurts, a lot of injuries. But on the offensive side of the ball, they're depleted. They are depleted weaponry, and that's what people aren't really focusing in on. The Kiers was a major part for Jaden last year. So was De'Ami as the playoffs went on. But the Kiers for most of the year, you know, and that's what people. That's why they didn't really miss Noah Brown when he went out. Because you had Zacchaeus and you had De'Ami Brown. This year, you don't have that. And really, this is why I was upset with Adam Peters, because you got rid of both Zacchaeus and De'Ami, and you brought back Noah Brown, who you know is injury prone. You bring somebody over here like Deebo, who is also injury prone. And let's face it, he's going to have that heel injury for the rest of the season, Chris. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know why everybody wants to see Joe Witt get fired. Maybe they do that, and it's not going to happen now. It's probably going to be at the end of the year. That's fine. Cliff Kingsbury's going to go to Tennessee and be the head coach over there anyway. He's either going to go to Tennessee, he's either going to go to Miami. One or the other. We'll probably get Mike McDaniel to be our offensive coordinator next year. So I don't see Cliff staying here after this year anyway.
Could be.
But we have to understand, when you don't have the weapon, it's very difficult to do anything. They couldn't dream of crowding the line last year.
So it's funny that you bring up the Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown, because I was laughed at and just, you know, like, oh, you're just a troll. Oh, you're just a hater. When I mentioned, hey, man, this team lost three of its top four receivers chose to part ways with Crowder, De'Ami Brown, and Zacchaeus.
And Crowder's still available.
Yeah.
Crowder's still out there available.
Yeah.
You know, they could bring Crowder in right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, they could get open. Crowder was great in space. Crowder's always been great in space. I would say De'Ami Brown, always he could do the long passes, do what you need him to do. Same with Zacchaeus. He's always great in space.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have that, it's going to be tougher for your team, especially when you're dependent upon guys. One guy in Luke McCaffrey, who's inexperienced playing a wide receiver position, and Jalen Lane's in his first year. So I think you need to pump the brakes on everybody. I'm not blaming Adam Peters. I'm just saying this is a misstep that I think he needs to work on. Me personally, I think if I'm the Commanders, I think you make a trade if you can today or tomorrow. Make a trade for Brian Thomas in Jacksonville.
Well, I don't think they're going to make that trade. I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we got to get to somebody else. First of all, Liam Cohen said he's not available for whatever that matters. Two, I don't think that answers everything. And how much more draft pick compensation do you want them to cough up? All right, I got to take a timeout. We'll get back to all your calls. I see Jackie, I see Jason, and everyone else. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Hang tight, 301-230-0980. By the way, Jordan McGee played, I thought the number was this, but it was cut off on my laptop, so I had to look it up on the app. 58 defensive snaps last night. I mean, you can't say Joe Witt is not playing anybody with speed, any young guys. Played 58 snaps. And Tyler Owens was out there a bunch, too. They are trying, man. They are trying. They just ran out of gas against the greatest quarterback of our generation, of this era. It's as simple as that on the Team 980.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Oh, Freddie Freeman does it again, baby. I mean, you just knew, right? I mean, well, if you knew, your game probably would have been over a lot earlier than that. But you get the point. I mean, if there was one guy that was going to, like, win that game, it was going to be Freddie Freeman.
He did it last year, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, and how weird is this? Right, that game went 18 innings, right? Right? That's the second 18-inning World Series Game 3 in Los Angeles in like 5 years.
Yeah, 2018 was.
Or Max Muncy, I guess it's a little bit longer, 7 years.
Max Muncy hit the,
right,
the home run.
Against Boston, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes such a difference to not have that lead runner at second. And I tried to hang in there. I mean,
that
watched.
That game would be over. If they had the lead runner at second, that game's over.
Yeah, yeah.
11th tops.
I mean, I tried to watch that game. I was down, you know, I was on the couch until, I don't know, the 13th inning. I tried watching it in bed, propping it up. I was trying to stay awake. I think I lost it in the top of the 15th. I mean, I just, you know, just get up way too early. But man alive, what a crazy ending. All right, let's squeeze in one here before the top of the hour. Let's get to our guy Jason in Maryland. Jason, how are you, pal?
Rooster, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, Chase? What's going on?
I'm doing. Hey, how's your pup? Your pup okay?
Yeah, she's doing okay. Thanks for asking. She had torn ACL surgery, but, you know, she's hanging in there. Still a little sore, but, you know, she's hanging in there. Thank you.
What are my rescues? I only had them for 2 weeks, and I had to do both on both rear legs.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Rooster, I got to be honest with you. Like, yesterday's game is weird for me because I was not looking forward to it. In fact, I didn't listen to your radio program yesterday. I didn't listen to anybody. I didn't want to hear all the talk. Going into the season, I projected this to be a lot better, and this game was the first one I thought they were actually going to lose for the season. Obviously, I was very wrong. So I wasn't excited, and, you know, Jade not playing. And the game turned on. I made a pizza for me and the wife, and I was, like, blown away. Like, they were in it at halftime, and I'm all excited. I'm back. And I didn't think they were going to win this game to begin with, but I think a lot of the young players really showed out. It was great to see Ben catch. We had a Coleman sighting, which I thought was great. You know, Tunsil goes out, Coleman comes in. I don't think they really missed a beat because of that. You know, so honestly, I actually feel better than I did going into the game because of how they played. I think that's the best half of defense we've had all season long.
Yeah.
And one of the unfortunate things about our team this year is we've been kind of a – like, we've let the first quarter get away from us. We didn't in this game, which, you know, I'm going to attribute to coaching and how they prepared and how they had them ready to play. So, I mean, I think that is benefit. The bottom line is they got to win 7 of the next 9 games to be relative in the playoffs. I don't think we can do that right now. But I'm going to watch this Sunday and be excited to see what happens. But, I mean, they got to win 7 of 9. Can they do it? I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't think they can.
I don't see that, but I mean, you know, you backed yourself into this into this wall right now. Sometimes people wilt, and sometimes they come out fighting and they do the impossible. And maybe you get healthy, and just for whatever reason, you start creating 3 takeaways a game. And if you think about it, I mean, they had the 2 takeaways. They should have had a third. Now, you know, again, some of those would have been neutralized, so on and so forth. But, I mean, things can change. That we know in a long NFL season, right? So you're going to hear a lot of people saying, no chance, no chance, no chance. I'm not saying it's very favorable at this point, but I can't say it's no chance.
Yeah, there's just 2 more other quick points I want to, I'm curious what you think of. One, I do love how they are a team. Like when Matt Latimer got that pick, I think everybody on the roster came by and gave him a high five, including DQ.
Yeah.
And I love seeing that.
Yeah.
And I think nobody needed it more than him.
Yes.
So that
because they
that
know he
really,
they know he's been just carved up by the fan base and the media.
Yeah. You know, one of the reasons I didn't even listen yesterday is this whole DQ, AP, Witt.
Yeah.
So if I think it's asinine, I can't even believe people are saying that. But one thing about the offense that I am curious what you think, because I don't want Cliff to go. I think Cliff is invested in the team with his quarterback. But the one thing that is weird to me, like we didn't, I don't feel like watching the game, and I haven't rewatched it yet. I've only watched it the one time. I don't feel like we really made a commitment to run the ball.
Didn't.
And
yeah, they didn't.
I don't know whether we could or couldn't, because
there was a commitment. There was a commitment on designed runs and quarterback keepers, not a commitment for Bill in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to get more into that on the other side. I appreciate you, Jason, as always. Good to hear from you. 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. Team 980. Stay with us. More of your calls, plus Dan Quinn at about 3:15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.